see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of this podcast, the Uncle Hack Podcast, where we make love to your ears for hours on end. Share it with your friends, why don't you? Join the Patreon. I'm begging you. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just out here ready to promo some dates. March 17th, Hinton, Alberta. March 18th, Edson, Alberta. March 26th, Edmonton, Alberta. April 2nd, Vancouver, BC. And probably by the time that this episode is released, on our website, we will have all the Ontario dates. That's right. All you fucking people annoying me. Come to my province. Come to my province. I'm going to do it, okay? We're bringing a convoy of cucks, and we're going to be the... You know everything that they said about the trucker convoy? We're actually bringing that out there. They're like, hey, these guys are racist. And we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's us. Quit taking our marketing schemes. They're transphobes. Whoa, hey. Cool it. That's for us over here. We're trying to sell tickets. They're having a chili cook-off to Twisted Sister's greatest hits. We're trying to sell tickets, okay? You know? You want to go protest a fucking drag queen event? Which we, maybe we'll talk about that today. We're going to actually, yeah. You know what? It wasn't in the list, but this was too good to be true. Down in Calgary. We'll bring that up here in a second. But in the meanwhile, I will fucking have that on deck because that was too good to be true down there. Anyways, bad radio. Weekend was great. Another Danger Room in the books. Good news. I got to kind of hold off on the good news. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot, but things are popping off for this from this whole stand-up thing. You know, old funny boy thought that he could go up there and have a little fun, tell some little jokes, and now it all of a sudden seems to be fucking working. So I don't know what to expect for the future at this point anytime soon. It's just life is throwing curveballs at me and we're fucking crushing them out of the park. We're doing the best we can. And now it's nice to like get out on the road and sling some of these jokes to your fucking feeble ears. You know, it is funny. Politics aside, it is funny, you know. Actually, let's drag politics into this. You know what cracks me up is like, every now and then you come across one of these guys that loves to throw around the word snowflake, right? Snowflake. They love to fucking throw that word around. But it seems to me, see, at our shows, if you haven't been, we truly do not fucking care, okay? There is not an ounce of care in many of our whole skull, you know, like we give a shit about the show, you know, and making sure that our jokes are fucking, you know, everything that we can control outside of that, you know, although I don't like the fucking, this fucking joke. It's always that guy that's always running around these fucking liberal snowflakes. I deal more with the guy that thinks that everybody's a snowflake, usually is more sensitive than anybody else. He's equally as sensitive as that said snowflake that he's trying to fucking make fun of. We're falling apart here on set. There we go. And I find that like so humorous because we, as the trio, the three musty queers, when we hit the road, we bring nothing but fucking fire. We want to extinguish the town. We're like the American military in Vietnam. We're burning down villages just because, you know, we don't know who the fuck you are, right? We don't care. We come in, we do our thing, and we push we push your emotional limit as best as we can. And sometimes we push those guys, the snowflake fucking guys, over the edge, and they got to come back. Oh, you think it's funny to joke about that? Oh, what happened, snowflake? Fuck you, I'm not a snowflake. You get into those kind of arguments. And I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I just find it highly entertaining that you know, those that preach, You fucking, in your face, you fucking think that. And then you hit them with something and they have an emotional breakdown. House of Cards, fucking, you know, Twin Towers to the ground. Fucking zero. Zero. Ground zero. Okay. You know what? We're starting to dig a little bit of a hole here. Let's have a little fun. Let's sex it up in here. You know, I don't have much to report from, fucking the weekend there, but I do want to find that video. These are too good. Where is it? The for those listening in the week, this past weekend down in Calgary, there's you know, this seems to be a fun thing to do now, is like go to libraries and let a drag queen read. And then all the queers and cucks and fags and dykes come out and they support it. And then we get like the opposing, like those are fucking against it, come out. Well, I'm going to find this video that is quite interesting to me, where shit, I cannot find it. This sucks. I should have came more prepared. I didn't think that I would talk about this today. So my apologies. There's a pastor has been arrested. Pastor Derek Reimer has been arrested by the Calgary police over his protest at an all-age drag queen show at a public library this past weekend. It is funny that it's like white women that bring their children there, you know? I don't know what it is. Like, the guilt in the suburbs that overtakes these fucking idiots to almost like project how great of a human being they are to go down to these events and be like show their support. Like most people, regular run of the day people are just like, whatever, fucking do whatever. Let the fucking idiots just weed out the idiots at this point. You know, am I for this? Not entirely. I find it odd that, you know, it is just odd behavior to me. And like, whatever, the whole drag queen thing, what do I have to say about it? I could give a fuck. I could truly give a fuck, right? Because quite honestly, now if it's at a public library and they're invited and whatever, okay, whatever. Are you bringing your kids there? You know, are you bringing your kids there? Probably not. Is it fun to make fun of? Yes, 100%. Nobody should be outside of the scope of what we can make fun of, I think. But what do I know? I'm just a jackass. I'm just a retard. And I'm not like pro any of this. Fuck, I want to see the... Where is this fucking video? I want to see the punch. Here we go. Hell yeah, here we go. We got it. So here you go, Kian Bexty. That's an old Rebel reporter, I believe. Trans throat punch. Man dressed up as a woman violently assaults a parent opposed to a child drag show in Calgary, Alberta. Police were right there to watch, did nothing, and allowed him to run free. Okay, we're going to give it a little sports. We finally got there. 2 minutes to try and find this. It was just like one word I had to type in. That's how dumb I am. Instead of just getting to the fucking point, what this podcast is all about, what do? I prolong it. I procrastinate. I sit there. I scroll for a while. I rant. I rave. I try to make a fucking neutral point that maybe we can all agree on. But is that going to work? Of course not, because we need hate. We need hate right now. We need anger. We need frustration. We need to be in the streets striking one another. Whether you're dressed up as a man, as a woman, it doesn't matter. Get out there. Hit somebody. Drop somebody. A black guy, white guy, whatever. Go punch a Chinese guy. Fucking then it's racism. But if you throw a wig on, now it's sexist on their behalf. So we're trying to figure this out. The roadmap isn't quite there yet, okay? The infrastructure that has been built up until present right now is a little shaky. We gotta like fucking tear it all up and then rebuild. We gotta tear everything down, rebuild that. No more statues, no more buildings with fucking names from the past that are on them. We gotta update it, you know? We gotta get with the fucking times. Do you understand me, you prehistoric fucking fossils? When I tell you that your kid should be letting a drag queen with his cock hanging out of a fucking miniskirt reading Clifford the Big Red Dog, Clifford with his big red hog. All right. Yeah, it is a mystery, isn't it, Brendan? But that's what I'm saying. We got to get with the times, people. That's why I'm working on it. That's why I come on here and I'm trying to work things out because I understand probably my audience, not necessarily, actually, that's probably a lie, probably huge fans of the trans community. We are very inclusive around here. Anyways, let's get into the video. Let's do a little play-by-play, okay? So what we got here, group of folks, looks like a few officers, a couple guys in masks, very effective. Glad to see that we're still taking our health and safety outside, but by wearing a mask with a group of crowded people. But thank God the shield of all shields, all that is holy, the pride flag, is there blocking any sort of violence, hatred, vitriol, and COVID. Believe it or not. Gays did not die from COVID. So here we have what looks to be, I don't know if it is a trans man, kind of looks like Casey Jones from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Secret of the Ooze. You remember that? You remember that classic film, folks? Well, it looks like Casey Jones with just like a little less muscular build. Well, they got to read this. And here, oh my, with... What is it with that? Was a very awful punch. Okay, I'm gonna like it was like a what? Okay, what is it with people who don't know how to fight, thinking that they should go out in public and attempt to fight? Does nobody understand that that's not a good idea? Like, if you've never been in it, like I understand your emotions can get the best of you, and you may act and speak out during a time where you're a little revved up. I get that. I understand that. But what is with people who've never been into a physical altercation ever in their life feel the need that it is appropriate to strike somebody who looks like they could possibly beat the shit out of them? Just beat them to a pulp. That is not like, if I'm picking a fight, right? If I'm picking a fight, I'm going to like, let's save the words, a little less talking. I don't want to be out of breath. I want to come into this full strength, right? But then, like, to open the fight, you throw the weakest, most fragile punch I've ever fucking seen in my life. Now, I understand that there's officers around and could come to your favor. Turn away from the father line. The cops are just like, oh, God, I don't know what to do here. That is funny. Hey, don't get me wrong. That is kind of funny. Fuck you if you're not laughing at that. The cops are like, I don't want to wrestle this goddamn training on the ground. It's like they're treating like trans people like they're fucking gays in the 80s. You know, hey, don't get the AIDS on me. If that thing sneezes on me, I might fucking lose my cock like it's some sort of zombie virus. Yeah, it's like The Walking Dead. That's how trans people actually start. You know, it's like if you're walking down the street and a tranny like sneezes on you or something like that, all of a sudden your genitalia morphs into the opposite sex. And here you are left with confused thoughts and a high rate of suicide. You know, that's essentially what happens. How do I know? Because I used to be a woman. And now look at me. I'm looking for acceptance through men all across North America by just championing these talking points that maybe a more left or right wing conservative type person would possibly lean into. Not exactly, you know, not exactly my intentions, right? That these are just like thoughts that I have in my head. Keep in mind, I don't vote. So to align myself, especially a guy like Pierre, I couldn't imagine being like, that's our team captain right there,
Mr. Speaker.
But yes, prior to all this, right, I was a woman. I was a young woman with a dream of being in Vogue magazine and putting on lip gloss and kissing boys. And then all of a sudden, one day I'm walking down the street, some tranny just fucking, it was allergy season. And then all over me. I went home. I felt the tip of my dick is leaking blood. I'm vomiting profusely. Could not control it. Thought maybe, fuck, I'm just sick. I got a head cold. Next thing you know, I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching shows like The OC. I really got into the Kardashians, you know. My love for sports diminished. And here I couldn't tell a fucking story to save my life. And then one day, or no, I guess, sorry, I was a young girl. Now and then I turned into a boy. I'm describing fucking, see, I can't even get my story straight. That's how this shit works. It just confuses the hell out of you. I don't even know my own gender right now. I don't know who I am. Am I fluid? Am I not? I was feeling a little bit feminine right there because I couldn't get to the fucking point. Anyways, so now that's how, now that you're educated, here we go. The police are in. Oh, and then this person just takes off like the Dark Knight, just gets in that punch and then fucking skedaddles. In typical white fashion, they run with their arms to the side. Holy shit. Oh my God, what a world. I mean, hilarious if somebody just like clotheslined her out of the nowhere. See how progressive I am? I use the proper pronouns. Now, I don't know what pronouns they use.
Time for a little ad read. Patreon.com/DangerCats69. All roast battles are now live on there. The latest one is myself versus Charles Hancock with the title on the line, baby. And you can view that. Or there's an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast waiting for you right now. Isn't that great? Somebody fucking shoot. DangerCatShop.com. Use the promo code podcast69. Get that a little something off all your t-shirts, merch ideas, and all that fun shit. All that fun shit that Danger Cats related. We're working on new stuff. I know I say that every time I bring this up, but we're working on some new items, new designs, all that shit, as well as live shows. There is an Ontario tour run that will be dropping this week. So be sure to head on over to dangercatshop.com. There's a long list of dates all throughout Ontario, and you can come check myself, Brett Forte, and Sam Walker live. Anyways, back to the episode.
Support freedom-minded journalism for 26 cents a day. They really, like, grifting is the new thing now, isn't it? It's just like, how much money can I suck out of people that agree with me? You know, I'm doing that, but I'm admitting it, that this is a business, right? I come out here, I put out content, and I'm like, hey, subscribe to my fucking Patreon, okay? Not because you're a freedom-loving faggot. Not because of that. Not because you support trans rights, right? There's what will get me in trouble. We always sprinkle something in there. But no, you don't. I don't sit there and be like, hey, fucking, are you a freedom-loving cuck lord? Are you a freedom-loving convoy-supporting, wife-hitting son of a bitch? Well, goddamn it, join my Patreon today so I can continue journalism. No, I'm just fucking telling you, there's an extra episode waiting for you. I do that every week. What do I fucking tell you? Do I ask you? Do I try and mask it by being like, listen, the conservative movement is dying due to cucks like Pierre Pouvier getting into the
into office. And journalism is subsidized in this country, so what we need you to do is fall off your fucking wallet. Inflation is on the rise and things cost more. Well, so does journalism. But what would you pay for the price of freedom? What would you... That's one thing they love to do. What would you pay for the price of freedom? Would it be your life? Like veterans, just like Justin Trudeau says, there isn't enough to give. But guess what? If you dig deep down in your wallet, there just might be enough to give to this news organization to report things that cater to your viewpoints. So we get wealthy and you stay fucking extremely impoverished. You sick bastards. How interesting. What does left-wing media run on? What's theirs? Never mind. Left-wing media just kind of gets subsidized by the government of Canada. What am I talking about? But it is. It's just fucking constant grifting and it's getting old. You know, they're popping up left, right. We're starting a convoy. You know, it is funny. You know, like, we are in the least creative era in human existence, if you ask me. Technology has completely removed any sort of creativity, and those that are creative, their shit gets like scammed in a way. You know what I mean? Like, we're seeing it right now. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is dropping. Seth Rogen is the man behind the fucking whole operation. And all I can think is like, well, first off, people are upset because April O'Neil, the reporter on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, TMNT, if you're an OG like me, right? They're upset that Rogan has made her black. Here's what I'm upset about. I'm upset that nobody has a new original fucking idea. Nobody. Who gives a fuck if the reporter's black? You know, back in... See, this is the problem that I have with this day and age, you know? Right now, we get mad at cartoons, candy bars, fucking animated characters. Nothing's real anymore. Nothing's fucking real. You know what? Your grandpa back in Alabama used to get mad because a black woman was reading the weather. Okay? That was a real person. That was a real thing that you could be like, I don't like that because a fucking pamphlet got handed to me down at fucking City Hall. I don't like that because the pamphlet, that was the old way of fucking handing out misinformation, was just fucking a pamphlet. They'd give you a pamphlet. You read that. Well, goddamn, I didn't realize that blacks were intellectually fucking, they were less smarter than I am. That's why I don't like them. You know, just a pamphlet. There you go. Read that. You're going to like what you're reading there, pops. Well, I'll be damned. I'll be damned if it doesn't say right here at the bottom that a black woman can't predict the weather. Well, fished me and call me fucking Samantha. Why don't we? And they're like, well, you wait 50 years and we can. It is funny. Like, we're fucking upset about a cartoon. Like, why are we not more upset that like nothing original is coming up? We just repaint the same picture. Okay. When Ninja Turtles first fucking popped off, it took us away. It was a stranglehold. It was something original. It was new. It was like, oh, fuck, the era card. Now it's just fucking, hey, why don't we remake a movie from the 80s that was actually good? Oh, we should do a new Top Gun. Everybody likes Top Gun. Shut the fuck up. Shit's getting old, man. Shit is getting old. It's like literally infuriating that nobody has a goddamn single fucking new idea. Instead, we want to be mad at the cartoons. The best part is it's like adults that are getting mad, you know? Adults are getting mad. It's like, well, again, are you going to go? Probably. Well, you won't even stay fucking mad at long enough to even make change anymore. Like the Hershey's, you see the Hershey thing? Now we just got to mock things. That's what I say. Hey, this anger that everybody has is just like, get over it. Okay? It's fucking old now. You know, we just get mad. What do you mean, fucking, there's a tranny on the chocolate bar commercial? I'm never buying Hershey's again. And then 3 days later, you're buying fucking mini eggs in the goddamn grocery store. You just say this shit out loud. They just do shit and we react and then that's it. That's all. There's no fucking, there's no plummet in sales that don't, that take place. There isn't. Like, there's just like, it's like 15 fucking minutes. Like when we were going through our horse shit, I'll tell you what, it's 3 days. 3 days people come at you. The wolves are at your front door. If you just kick your feet up, watch a few, like a couple TV series, you know, kill a few days, you're fucking back to normal. It's work as usual. It's not even fucking, we don't even hang on to things that long to be mad at it to make change, you know? Like, it's just over. Within 3 to 4 fucking days, we're on to the next thing.
Oh, what do you mean there's a black reporter on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? 3 days ago, there was a tranny trying to tell me that International Women's Day matters. What the fuck?
You know, like, we've just moved on. Okay, on to the next, on to the next. It's just, it's so simple. It's so simple. They just distract us. We're fucking idiots. You remember in the movie, I think it was 28 Days Later, where the zombies, they would just shoot fireworks in the fucking air. And then the humans would just come through and fucking mow them all down. You remember that? I want to say it was 28 Days. It was one of those zombie movies. No, 28 Days Later was the one that was the setting was in London. I can't remember. Anyways, whatever fucking zombie movie I'm talking about, there's a scene where in the opening scene, they shoot fireworks because it distracts the zombies and they all look up and they don't pay attention to the humans. So as they're doing that, fucking everybody in the back of the truck is just mowing down zombies, doing a little swath, right? And one of the zombies becomes aware. He's like, holy fuck. They're just distracting us. Now, am I saying I'm the zombie that's like, hey, 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 relax. This ain't the problem, okay? This ain't the problem. The ladies can't even fight that fucking battle, okay? And that just proves once again why we're the number one gender. So let's look at the silver lining here, folks. Let's look at the silver lining here, gentlemen. We are the superior sex. Nobody's beating us at anything. There's no trans fucking man coming into the NHL and putting up 60, not putting 60 upstairs. Okay? Nobody's doing that. No woman is turning into a man and taking over our sports. Now, men are turning into women and fucking crushing their records. Okay? Crushing their, and we're talking within fucking 2 years of being a woman, you're a spokesperson for International Women's Day. Tell me we aren't the best women, okay? Tell me we aren't the best women. Are they the best to fuck? Probably not. I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say probably not. That chewed up calamari downstairs. You think you want to go down there? You know, you just fucking, you split your dog, baby, and shoved it inside. I don't know if that's the same. But anyways, what I was saying is we get so fucking outraged at the smallest things that this bigger picture, you know, it's just like they're putting flashcards in front of your eyes and you don't realize that you're just mad at this stupid fucking picture in front of your eyes. And meanwhile, the whole city is burning down beyond that fucking photo. But you're like, can you believe this? Can you believe that? What the fuck is this? And then meanwhile, your whole world is set on fire and we have no fucking, we have no clue. The rich keep getting richer and we just stay angry. We just stay fucking miserable because the news cycle has us distracted because some chocolate bar company wants to put some fucking fembot as their spokesperson for International Women's Day, right? And then 2 days later,
a cartoon has a black weather girl. There's a black reporter on this fucking, it wasn't like that in the 80s. I don't know how fucking when I was growing up, April O'Neil was a redhead and black hair.
I think the original cartoon did have a biracial woman as April O'Neil, if I'm correct. And then the animated series came along and they made it a white woman. So, You know, I'm not trying to be an ally over here, but it's just like we skip past. Can we get past the cartoons? Can we get past the fucking cartoons? That or draw one. Make one. Instead, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. Adults arguing over fucking cartoons? What are we doing out here? What is happening? Are we all retarded? Are we all autistic? Is that what's going on? Somebody fucking tell me. I need some goddamn answers. That's what I need. Because this is driving me fucking mental at this point. We have lost our goddamn minds in North America. I don't think a lot of the world, I'd say probably like some portions of Europe are like this. But for Eastern European countries, I don't believe exist like this. Certainly not the Middle East. I'd imagine Africa, probably pretty tough there to get thriving as a fag, you know? Like, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying, as we put our focus on all these minuscule issues like a fucking cartoon, other shit's happening. You think the fucking, you think the jackass, you think the jerk-off CEO, whoa, you think the jerk-off CEO in New York City down on Wall Street is sitting there pulling up his tie as he's about to go and fucking purchase some impoverished neighborhood for pennies on the dollar to put up sky rises and charge you up the ass just to fucking live there? You think he is pulling up his tie right now thinking like, you know what? It is kind of fucked up that the Ninja Turtles would have a cartoon of a black woman that is a news reporter. It is entirely fucked up that Hershey's has a trans woman, you know? These are the things and like thoughts that I have in my head when I see something like this happen, right? It's almost like I like to think that it's almost on purpose because you know it's just going to drive a division between people, right? And then these companies don't care about the backlash. Are you kidding me? These type of tactics has been used to market their products for fucking years. You know, I learned that right away. Like as soon as like, yes, did it suck right out of the gate? Now keep in mind, this is on a smaller scale that once I felt controversy, it was terrifying at first because you're like, oh no, did I fuck myself? Is this over? Is this done? Because I'm not rich and powerful enough to just like take a couple days off or fucking take a week off and keep trucking along. They're going to keep buying my chocolate bars. You know what I mean? To where those companies don't give a shit. That's, you know how much free advertising that is and how much they're... The amount of companies owned by like PepsiCo, or I believe Hershey's is under PepsiCo, right? Who cares? There's a parent company that owns fucking hundreds of these goddamn candy bars, of these goddamn sugar, refined sugary drinks that we just feel good about ourselves. And they just keep sucking money out of your fucking pocket for unhealthy products. And yet we want to argue over a fucking cartoon. Over the fact that the green M&M is a dyke. We're upset. She's rubbing her fucking hard shell against another hard shell. What are we doing here? You know? That's what gets me going, man. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm figuring that out on the daily anyways. Speaking of the daily, woo! There we go. I was a little hot on the finger. First article of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God, get the fuck out of here. Just stop seeing this ad. Get the fuck... Why? Block the ad. Get the ad out of here. I want to read the article. Okay. So here, I don't know who these people are, but I read this and I figured, you know what? This is maybe something that we could segue into some fun news. So the headline reads, "So you are faking it? Ben Ofudu? I don't know who that is. Hits back after his ex Vanessa Feltz confessed she has faked orgasms in comments before their split.
Ben Ofudu hits back after his ex-fiance Vanessa Feltz admitted she sometimes fakes orgasms in candid confession. The singer, 50, responded to her very intimate remarks in a lighthearted Instagram video shared to the platform on Tuesday. It came a day after it emerged that Vanessa, 61, said that sometimes you have to fake it to be polite during an appearance on a podcast recorded before their split. Responding to her comments, Ben took to social media to post a video of himself out on a walk in nature, sporting a black padded jacket and blue sunglasses. Oh my, what a clapback. It really got her. In a short clip, Ben hit back at remarks with a smile on his face. Oh, so now you're faking? Now you faking it? Oh, yeah. Gotcha, bitch. Gotcha, bitch. That old weathered bird, her fucking pussy's probably dried up, man. You're over here trying to bring water to the Sahara Desert. Give it up. He went on to laugh before adding, have a great day. Vanessa split from her partner 16 years, Ben, last month after he confessed to cheating on her during the relationship. Probably because you were faking orgasms. Appearing on the Grazia Life Advice podcast when she was still with Ben, Vanessa said it's rude not to fake it if your partner is trying every trick in the book. All right. The classic fake in the orgasm fucking shit, right? I'm sure we've all experienced it at some point in our lives, a faked orgasm. And you know what, gentlemen? Don't take it to heart. Don't take it to heart. What does that mean? You know? How does it feel when you're told, when she's like, I faked every orgasm? And it's like, well, I didn't. Sounds like an ish you, not an ish me. See, you got to stop taking on these female problems. It's not your problem she can't get off. Maybe she's got to spice things up. Maybe it's time to fucking move on. Who knows? I don't know. Nor do I care, right? We gotta take back a little bit of our dignity, you know? We've been walking around, gentlemen, with our balls exposed for too long, right? We've been going out there, breaking your back. That's what I'm seeing a lot of these days, is like a lot of debate back at females that have gotten like a little too full of themselves, and now it's starting to bite them in the ass, you know? A lot of them are lonely. You got the cat lady, the classic cat lady, right? And he said, well, I'm just trying to find a good man after I've been ran through by fucking 17 football teams, you know? I just want a good man. And it's like, eh, well, a good man don't want that. And sort of like now, this is my prediction. So these ladies, right, we as millennials kind of came up in that era where your Gen X parent was like, you know what, you just got to live free, man. You know, this is the offspring of like the hippie era. You know, of an era that had a lot of artistic expression with it. And now, after, you know, we've had children, or those that have been born in the 2000s, and we're getting these 20-year-olds that are absolute whores, and they're trying to defend themselves for being whores, and even older women, right? We're in this weird transition or figuring it the fuck out where these conversations are happening. And for the longest time, it was a lot of girl power, a lot of feminism taking place over here. And it allowed women to like spread their wings and get out there and be whores and be whatever they wanted to be CEOs. And the traditional wife then is kind of left behind. And what my prediction is going to be is right now you're going to have an era of very lonely women, right? There's a, cause it like if we're being honest, if we're going to take North America, put it under a lens and really look at it, there's a lot of obnoxious, vile, disgusting pigs that you look at and you're like, you gotta fucking stop. Listen, you're not a 10. See, you hang out with tens. That doesn't, just because I hang out with millionaires doesn't mean I am a fucking millionaire. You know, I don't get to just identify as a fucking millionaire because my friend has money. That's just not how it works. I've got rich family members, but do you see me trying to tell everybody that I have a fucking portfolio that would just drop the jaw of Warren Buffett? No, I don't.
I have a little bit of what would that be? Self. I don't know what it is. But that's the thing, gents, is what we're going to see here in the next little while is an era of lonely women that are going to be prowling on young men and, you know, using the just the little tricks. I'm seeing it every day now. When we were in Kelowna, you know, these old birds, like that's how they got to play the game now. These old single women that are lonely, hammered out on that street where everybody gets drunk. And just like relentlessly trying to take anything on, you know, that old coug is in there. They're like, hey, you want to come fuck me? You want to come fuck me? Very direct to the point. But it's almost like a turnoff when you see like an older woman out in the street doing that. You know, you look at that and you're like, ugh. If I was hammered, you probably would have got me, but I'm dead sober right now and I'm watching the desperation of a lonely woman trying to lure some fucking young buck into her bedroom so she can get her fucking rocks off. You know, you're trying to use your fucking stale pussy to lure these young boys. And it's humorous, but it's also the future of a lot of you. A lot of you ladies out there, you know, you got to look down that like that's your telescope into the future. You look at that woman and like as you are running around being a whore. And now a lot of these guys are listening to dudes like Andrew Tate and he's influenced a whole new generation of men. OK, the tables have turned. Dudes are now standing up and being like, no, I don't want your fucking clapped out cheeks. Get the fuck on. You know, like you're seeing that more on these little podcasts that these kids are doing where they sit down like these just like almost whores for the love of the game that just love to go and fuck or these like quote unquote influencers and these ladies that live very promiscuous and nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm not sitting here shitting on it. I enjoy that for one thing. I am a little different than most dudes. I am who I am, and we don't need to dive into that, but I look at that as if it's a positive, you know? Like, our grandparents lived in an era where pornography wasn't exactly accessible, and as time progressed, now it's fucking everywhere, right? Now it's fucking everywhere. So they kind of carved a little path all the way to where we're at now. So when I hear this like fucking, hey, we don't need, there's enough pornography. There's never enough. Okay. There's never enough sex in the world, if you ask me. So that the fact that there's more whores out there, the better. That's all I'm saying. You can find companionship in a lot of things. A dog, a fucking VR headset. I don't know. Whatever you fucking need. Right? But what I'm saying is I guarantee you in the next 15 years, before I die anyways, you're going to see a swath of lonely fucking women, right? The feminists that were, you know, like, well, why has nothing changed? Because nobody wants to fight for your bullshit. I hate to say it, but... Actually, this was a fun tweet that I did see, and I wish I would have saved it. I did, however, comment on it. Do we attempt it? Do you think I have the capability of talking and getting to the point here? Probably not. We're going to try anyways. We're going to drag this over. This is something that we've already viewed. Okay, so we're going to go... This was a, speaking of like feminism and all that, right? This was a fun tweet that I thought was quite interesting. So this woman right here, the headline is Amnesty says Taliban must halt their abuses in Afghanistan. Okay. Says that. And now this tweet is what made me laugh. Aw, this woman tweets this out. Okay. Aw, that's cute. No. The Taliban needs to be murdered by an all-female, multinational, superbly trained militia with huge insignias captioning Taliban Hunting Club that each Taliban can see clearly before they perish.
Now this is where I get to have a little fun. Now this is where I get to let my thoughts have a little fun. Oh, really? Oh, really? If you're so passionate about fucking freeing the women in the goddamn country of Afghanistan, why don't you throw on your little boots, head on over there? Oh, is that right? Right. Because that would involve effort. That would involve getting your fucking ass off the couch rather than tweeting at your receptionist job at a dental firm to go and fight a fucking war. The comfort of North America and the stupid ideas that we have inside our head. I like the internet because of that. I'm guilty of it as well, where I just throw shit out there, right? And it's retarded. I understand what I say is retarded. At the best of times, it's still the dumbest thing that could probably be on the internet. That's what makes it fun for me. But I have a feeling that this just might be an actual thought, right? This might be something rattling around in this woman's skull to where she figured, once I type this out, I'm going to change the world. We are talking about the Taliban. Women taking on the Taliban. The Taliban has beat the Russians. The Taliban has beat the Americans. They've beat NATO. They're pretty fucking good at war, if I'm going to be honest. They're not that bad at it. Now, maybe the Taliban might be able to be beaten in like, I don't even know something physical that you guys could fucking beat them at. I'm really scratching my head here. I'm trying to think of anything. Maybe some beach volleyball. Maybe. But even then, they've had a little time off. They're probably catching up with all the fun games that the other parts of the world have, right? We seen them after NATO forces pulled out in Afghanistan, right? We seen the Taliban having a little ice cream, playing a little bumper cars. They were out in their little water floats, having a good time. Now they seem to be a little upset. They do need a war. I did see an article that came out that the Taliban are like a little depressed right now, that they have nothing to fight for. And that's sad. So maybe it is your time, ladies. It's time to step up to the plate. You know what? Men have went and fought the Taliban twice and we lost. Maybe you got something that that you can beat them with. Maybe you just keep a titty out of the shirt so that way they're like, you know how those guys get along the fucking internet, right? You've seen the comment section sometimes. Hello, BB, right? Show Bob's and Vagine, right? And if you went over there with Bob's and Vagine, you might be able to fucking flatten them. But there's some old school like Islam fellas that aren't going to break towards that. So you got to get very sneaky, very, very different. But I don't know if the ladies are going to be able to team up here and go over there and slap around the Taliban for a fucking good year. Like let's be honest. That involves commitment to a war. Like you got to go, it's all or fuck all. You can't just get over there and be like, well, 6 months in, I'm like, all right, I'm a little bored of this, right? I need like a new hobby. Very interesting. Very interesting thought. That's all I had to say about that. That was the other thing I wanted to bring up. Now, right before our favorite segment of the day, I figured we'd get into this. British Columbia, CBC, one of our favorite news organizations, subsidized by our lovely fucking Prime Minister and his lovely government. So our headline today, to wrap it up, hate incidents spiked dramatically across BC during first years of pandemic inquiry finds. This is by Rihanna Schmunk. What a last name.
Attacks affected people across province, but anti-Asian hate was particularly acute, Human Rights Report. Oh, boy. Oh, no. A new report from BC's Human Rights Commissioner has confirmed hate-related incidents rose exponentially during the first years of the COVID-19 pandemic. How could we have hate crimes if everybody was locked indoors? That's what I want to know. Was it all online? We were just tweeting shit? Is that what it was? We are locked indoors. Like in Canada, keep in mind, in Canada, lockdowns were like pretty excruciating, especially in Vancouver. Like you couldn't go and do anything. It's not like we were out in public, right? There were some incidents, I guess, that were caught on tape of like, I guess, some acts of violence. I don't know. Would you call it violent? Is spitting violent? It's disgusting, but is it violent? The report published Tuesday showed how hate affected people across the province, both at home and in public, on the basis of race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, and more. Though the spike in anti-Asian hate was particularly acute, while hate is not new, the pandemic marks a period in our collective experience that has been filled with fear, mistrust, division, and hate, BC Human Rights Commissioner Kasari Govender said at a news conference. While hate is not new, the pandemic marks a period in our collective experience that has been filled with fear, mistrust, division, and hate. Weird. Weird. While you lock people indoors and you just make them look at the magic screen that tells you what's right and wrong, all of a sudden people start questioning our existence, right? They start questioning what it is. What is it that I am here for? What shall I do as a human being? It is also a period in which we have seen a remarkable degree of collective care, she added. Public awareness about racism and its real impacts on the lives of racialized people have grown significantly, and communities have stepped up to show solidarity to those most affected and speak out against hate. Yeah, you don't want to know who that is. That's bored white people. That's what that is. That's bored white people that have no hobbies outside of like projecting themselves to be the wonderful human beings that they are. That's all it is. And even in those moments, it's still white people talking on behalf of like racialized people. And I'm using CBC language to explain that to them, right? But it just seems like these crackers that fucking feel guilty about shit that they didn't do are now stepping up to the plate to be like, hey, whoa, I'll talk on your behalf. And it's just like, hey, why don't you fucking let them talk? Why are you fucking, it's always some fucking loudmouth cracker. And I know, Hack, are you going woke? No, I'm going annoyed. That's what I am. Every time I read this shit, you know, every time I read this shit, it's like these news organizations want to keep those like different races in this victim mentality, because then they're easily manipulated into furthering the agenda of this shit rather than just being like, hey, yo, I am who I am. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you idiots for making me feel a certain way, you know, making me feel as if I'm always being attacked, you know? Because like Canadian racism is kind of pathetic, honestly. It is. Compared to like racism in America, up here is just kind of like, I don't know, we're not good at it. Not now anyways, you know what I mean? Maybe back in the day there was like a little fucking hoorah with it. And when I say that, I'm talking like 100 years ago when it was still like, I don't know, we weren't as connected as we are today. So it's like, you know, comparing that, the times then to now, I'd say it's like 100% different. And even with a dash of fucking something else, you know. Incidents range from hateful slurs to physical attacks. This is where I get in trouble when I talk about this shit and I try to be like somewhat serious and somewhat funny during it all. It's like from hateful slurs, you know, to physical attacks. I don't think like, are we that violent here? In Vancouver, there's definitely violence, but I think that's more drug-induced violence, more so than just like hateful rhetoric, you know, that incites violence. I don't necessarily think that. I think like, you know, maybe legalizing fucking hard drugs isn't the idea. Beck with the weather, you know, maybe when you look at a province like British Columbia to like, hey, let's get a scope on what the future could possibly look like with all these safe injection sites and allowing the homeless just to throw up encampments anywhere. It's not good, you know? Oh, and meanwhile, we're going to raise the prices of food, rent, utilities. We're going to make life extra hard. So that way more of you end up on the streets and we can, you know, then we can clean it up. But guess what? Now we got government grade cocaine in British Columbia. Isn't that something? Isn't that fucking wild? The government is now controlling the drug supply. They are now your drug deal, full-time drug dealers, okay? Drugs are only good for you when the government is selling them to you. Ah, isn't that something? I was kind of trying to riff off that. Isn't it funny that, recreational drugs and prescribed drugs are literally just a doctor's note? That's all it is. That's all it is now. It's just a fucking doctor's note. You know, you could get your hands on fentanyl. I'd imagine it's not that fucking hard nowadays, right? But if you heat it up downtown in a park, illegal. But if your doctor injects it into you, there we go. Just put the money in our hand, you silly fuck. Legalize, like, fuck me. When are we going to realize that these cocksuckers that fucking sit there in their suit and ties do not have our best interests in mind? Are we ever going to figure that out? I highly fucking doubt it. I highly fucking doubt it. And there we go. We tailed off. We got off the topic of race because that's a sensitive subject, you know? I think, if I'm being honest, I think it's a fun topic to talk about with people that have a sense of humor, you know? I love fucking, every time I've got, here's something funny. Every time I go to the States, maybe it's not funny, but I always seem to get along with the black people more than I do the white people down there. Every time for some reason. And I can't figure it out. I think it's maybe just like once they realize that you're Canadian and it's just like, oh, okay. So he's, what's going on here? There's like something to figure out there where like, American, like white Americans, you can just like paint with the brush. I'm like, you're a racist. And then they always have like that bro down moment and be like, brother, I'm not racist. And then where like Canadians are just like, oh, this fucking idiot. What do you want me to put a little hockey on, buddy? Where I'm like, I can be made fun of. Hate incidents are defined in the report as hate-motivated actions or words meant to humiliate, dehumanize, and silence a person based on their personal characteristics, perceived or real. The report said BC saw one of the largest increases in hate crimes being reported to police from 2019 to 2020, according to Statistics Canada. Here we go. Now we're getting into it. The number rose from 1,951 incidents in 2019 to 2,646 the following year. A 35% rise that is still likely under representation, given that many do not report such crimes to the police. Police reported crimes targeting Asian population rose 482% in the last year. Jesus, while those against black people went up 115%. You silly crackers. Oh, boy. Jesus. Quite honestly. So in a province of like, how many people live there? I think what, if I was to take a shot in the dark, the people that live in British Columbia, it's gotta be 10 million around there. So for 1,951 incidents to 2,000, you know, that's not that bad. That's like one city in America. That's what I mean. Like, racism here is like so different from down there. It's hilarious to be like, hey, you know, you could be like, hey, fuck, look at that Asian, how he drives. And they're like, that was very hateful. Reported. You can't be tweeting about, you can't say slope anymore. Shit's getting out of hand. Anyways, guess what? Since we talked about hate for a little while there, guess what? We only have one piece of hate mail today, which is very interesting. Granted, the episode, we were all over the map. We were having fun with it. We were getting a little loose. We were getting a little wild. Hate mail. Email me, UncleHack@DangerCast.tv with the subject line, hate mail. Get something off your chest. It could be about me. It could be about your neighbor, your girlfriend, your ex-wife, how you didn't make her come and you feel great that she had to live with no orgasms inside of a 10-year marriage. It's a beautiful thing that we can do as men. We can have our own acts of terrorism inside of a relationship just by being ourselves. That's a beautiful thing. Nobody appreciates us for doing such things. This is my favorite part of the show, by the way, where I just get a riff over top of a fucking musical intro to a retarded segment of the show, so that way we can all feel good about getting something evil off our chest in our first and only piece of hate mail this week. We were screaming through them, you know, and you guys thought that you don't check it. Beep, beep, beep. Shut the fuck up. Uncle Hack, you piece of shit. Oh, sorry. Uncle Hack, you fucking piece of shit. There we go. That's much better. You want hate mail? Well, honestly, I have zero to hate on you for. You're a fucking beauty. I love all your takes on the world's bullshit. Or bulk shit, he says here. I also love that we still say faggot on your show. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of them out there. Example, all you fucking transgender fucks out there. Well, here we go. We're getting it off our chest. Remember, these are his words, not mine. I'm just speaking it for you. Here goes my rant. We like those. There's only two fucking genders, male and female. Those of you with bull sex organs, take your pick. But the rest of us fucks saying you identify as a girl when you have a cock between your legs, you must be fucking retarded. You're a fucking dude. I will literally beat the shit out of the first transgender dude that tries to enter a bathroom or change room with my daughter. What is the world coming to when you have to cater to every fuck that doesn't have a brain or dick, obviously. So tired of everybody's fucking feelings. Fuck off. We should send all of these fucks to an area set aside for them, like we do the reservations for natives. Oh shit, here we go. No offense to natives, as I have native friends. Oh, it's not fair that natives get this treatment when transgenders walk freely. The gayest fuck transgenders can gay it up on Gay Island all they want. Just stay away from Alberta, Canada, and everywhere else I might be. Love the podcast. Keep up the fantastic work, you stupid motherfucker. Sincerely, an pissed off Alberta family man. Isn't that lovely? Isn't it lovely you can write a show like this and get that off your chest? Oh, it's like the fucking Proud Boys reincarnated. Watch out, Tucker Carlson. You got somebody hot on your heels, brother. Oh, boy. Anyways, well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We appreciate you being a listener of this show. And if you do want an extra episode, patreon.com/dangercat69. And there is a extra episode waiting for you on there. It's a great way, I guess, to support the show or support what we're doing or come out to live comedy, which those dates are at dangercatshop.com. And yeah, fucking see you next week, every Thursday, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Good night, everybody.